Hi, this is a dictation for Leah Blades, LEAHBLAYDES. Date of birth is 3/4/99. Date of accident is 7/28/24. Date of service is 7/31/2024. The patient is here with the chief complaint of a severe lower back to the tune of 8 neck pain and headaches. No radiations are reported. Patient alleges all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 7/28/2024 as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger, and the driver was her boyfriend, William Fortune. And they were traveling in Toyota Corolla and were collided with the SUV at 70 to 80 miles an hour. The accident happened on M19 westbound, where they were in the Ann Arbor area. Another vehicle came from the right lane towards their lane, and they were traveling in the left lane. And they had no other choice. They lost the control but go into the ditch. And once they pushed a small bush, and it didn't roll over, but there was a substantial damage to the car, and it was total. Most of the damage was towards the rear, in the rear bumper, rear tire, rear trunk. No windows were broken. There was no damage inside the car to the seat belt, steering wheel, dashboard, or console. Patient report that she was on phone and she braced herself, although she scraped her left elbow, and she had a whiplash to the neck, head hit into the side window or side beam, but there was no fracture, laceration, no other major bleeding, and airbag did not deploy. She was wearing seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance didn't come to the scene. Patient did not choose to go to the emergency room. Patient presenting illness. Patient reports that she is suffering from headaches. There are only three. They are located on the front and back. And they are moderate, constant, and not sensitive to the light or noise, or they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the symptoms of TBI, patient report that she is having a dizziness, which is off and on, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. However, she denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, no history of ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear, no history of any vision problem like blurred vision, sparks in the vision, loss of vision field, no history of smell problem, taste problem, TMJ problem, no history of any forgetfulness, memory loss, or incontinence of the urine bowel, no history of any blurred vision, spots in the vision, denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, depression, panic, denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine. There is no history of any weakness, lightheadedness, no history of any numbness or tingling or any radiculopathy or radiation of pain or numbness or tingling, no lethargy, no trouble walking, mild anxiety is reported. The patient has ongoing pain in the neck to the tune of 5 without radiation to the upper extremity and lower back pain to the tune of 8 without radiation to the lower extremity. No motor weakness is reported. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, sharp, and aching. They vary from 3 to 7, and ADLs are affected 8. The modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient has had no x-rays or any testing, and she reports of bladder and bowel incontinence, but on questioning, it is not true. There is no true incontinence. No treatment has been afforded to the patient. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, for allergies, family history, legal history, relationship status, employment, and personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, please mention that the blood pressure is 117/60, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100. The patient is a 25-year-old African-American female, 5 feet 5 inches, 145 pounds, and the patient is ambulatory, no antalgic gait, normal walking, and she is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and sitting comfortably, no major distress, shortness of breath, or pain phases are noticed, no severe anxiety or lethargy is noticed. The patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examinations from the template, including the neurological examination. In the musculature examination, kindly mention there is a paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 as well as left trapezius and quadratus lumborum spasm on the left side. Other than the rest of the muscles are completely normal with normal tone, bulk and contraction without any clonus fasciculation or abnormal tremors. Musculoskeletal examination reveals inspection palpation is from the template. Mind tenderness present only in the area of L5S1. And right SI joint is tender. The paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 on the left side. And the left-sided trapezius and quadratus lumborum is in spasm. 1 plus hypertonicity, no tenderness is noticed in the muscle spasm area. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and rotation is 20. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotoval test is negative, myelopathy sign is absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint. The right SI joint is tender with positive Faber test and Gonsalon test on the right side only. But no, the standing flexion test, iliocompression test, and dissection test are negative. Extremities examination are all negative, no positive findings. Both the upper extremities and both lower extremities are completely normal, with normal reflexes, normal circulation, normal motor power, no deficit is noticed, normal gait, no fracture dislocations, normal range of motions. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXT. R51 F41.1 in CNS, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1. In the spine M54.2, cervical spine M50.20 54.12 S13.4 XXS. Lumbar spine M54.5 51.27 54.16 S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17 M46.1 S33.5 XXA. The plan of care for Lea blades is from the templates. Treatment plan comes from the template as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for Lea blades to help in the neck, lower back, and the muscle spasm, the right SI joint. With the traction massage, heat, aquatherapy, gait training, laser, chiropractic treatment, to occupy for 90 days. The patient has given us order for 30 days now. Disability, patient is able to work light duty. For 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds. medications. Patients provided the following medications: Celebrex 200 milligram a day for healing flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for Tylenol codeine number 4, 1Q12-hour PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 milligram PRN for GAD disorder, pain relief and sleep, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN for headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plans, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records and past medical records, none are available. Patient never went to the ER. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended except trigger point injection in case the pain is not relieved in the next 30 days at the spasm of the muscles. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient is provided with back brace, tense unit, neck brace, soft collar. Education is yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.